and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Is there any public comment for items not on the agenda for today? Any on Zoom? Pending litigation.
Mr. Chairman, I'm pleased to report that there is none.
Any other business?
Just, I have one thing with the PBA Bowl coming up at the end of May. Want to do another ad in the Air Journal. Done it in the past, and it's usually like $8-$9 a person, something like that. Got my chips in, does the ad for everybody.
I think sounds good. Everybody on board with that? Okay, great.
Could we ask Ms. Tran to coordinate that? Thank you. So if you can, I went to get the Air Journal paperwork, and of course it was lunchtime at the police station, so I didn't get one. But if you can just let us know how much we all owe you, and anybody will pay you, hopefully, by hopefully our time is due. And if you have any questions, let me know. Thank you.
That completes the workshop meeting. Just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Nancy, roll call.
Mr. Pasco. Mr. Cacamo.
Yes.
Councilman Dougherty. Mr. Hawley.
Here.
Mr. Jasko.
Here.
Ms. Majewski.
Here.
Mr. Neff.
Here.
Dr. Zuzulak?
Here.
Mr. Curtis? Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Beermore?
Here.
Vice Chair Kropinski?
Here.
Chair McCultrick? We have a form.
Mr. Chairman, before we go to the rest of the agenda, there are some agenda changes that we should announce at this point in time. The first of those is the application of continuation hearing for PB 22-18 of Baker, 170 Ocean Boulevard, Block 17, Lots 8.01 and 8.02. That was scheduled for hearing this evening. Late this afternoon, we received an email from the attorney for the applicant, Mr. Alfieri, indicating that they were not prepared to proceed this evening and were not going to proceed this evening. They had been previously advised that they were not ready to go because this last time this was on was last November. And we said they had to be ready to go. We'd be here to explain why not. And they're not appearing. He said that at the board's pleasure, they're requesting an adjournment to next month. If the board is not inclined to grant that, they're requesting a withdrawal without prejudice for the board to dismiss the application without prejudice. So it's at the pleasure of the board.
Does anyone have any thoughts on either an adjournment or withdrawing without prejudice? I know that this has been going on for a while now.
I know we had put the pressure on to have them come to this meeting and you know, go over the application, but I don't mind pushing it another month. It's a big application.
I think it's been a long time. Yeah. A lot of opportunity to come before us. I'm not in favor of giving it another month.
Month ends.
Yeah, it looks like they put a lot of money into it. They had a lot of plans drawn. I'm surprised that they, unless there's something going on where they couldn't be here. Doesn't make sense to them, but yeah, I agree. I don't think we should allow people to just postpone and delay and delay and delay. So, kind of on the fence.
Mr. Chairman, just to move this along, I would suggest perhaps you make, take a straw poll of the board as to whether to adjourn or dismiss, and then go to a motion one way or the other. If you're going to adjourn, I would suggest, given the lapse of time since it started, and there might have been new members of the public who have moved in, that they be required to renotice for the next meeting, because there may be new property owners that have no clue that this is going on.
So can we just take a vote here now?
Just take a straw poll, sure.
On adjournment?
Straw poll on adjournment. Let's see where you're at.
Okay.
Is it just a difficult piece of property? Is that I don't so sure. It's an interesting application. Let me say challenging.
They resubmitted a bunch of paperwork tonight, you know, so it looks like they had everything, you know, that they were coming back to us with, and they had a letter of answers to some of our questions that we had. So why they couldn't be here,
I think maybe considering that it is somewhat of a holiday week or spring break, maybe we give them the benefit of the doubt and propose an adjournment, and if they're not ready for next month, then we can withdraw with prejudice. Is everybody good with that?
Yeah. With the renotice.
With the renotice.
For the property owners.
All right, so the desire of the board is to adjourn. And they're going to renotice. You don't have to say the date, but what is the May date?
May 2nd.
It's May 2nd. So if that's acceptable to the board, for anyone who is here in connection with that application, it is being adjourned to May 2nd, 2024 at 7 o'clock p.m. in this same room. And there will be further notice. We're going to require the applicant to notice the public if they're going to continue the application on that date. Mr. Chairman, in addition to that, the word which application was scheduled for this evening, but I'm advised that there were several certified mailings that we did not receive confirmation that they were made for Sealy, Walker, Atlantic Highlands Borough, NJ American Water, Atlantic Highlands Water and Sewer, Comcast, and we also did not receive an affidavit of publication. So that matter, the service is not complete, so we're not going to be able to hear that jurisdiction, and hear that case tonight. They will have to renotice for the May 2 meeting. To those people who didn't receive notice, we're not going to make them renotice anyone who received notice or republish, unless they don't provide an affidavit of publication. If they didn't have that, they'll have to republish as well. And if there's anyone here who received notice for this application, it is application PB 24-01 of Weirdwich, 78 First Avenue, Block 97, Lot 10. That application is not going to be heard this evening. It's going to be carried to May 2, 2024 at 7 o'clock p.m. in the same room. If you're interested in that application, you need to be here at that date and time. And in addition to that, we have one other application that I'm not sure whether we're going to be able to hear this evening. And I'm hoping that the applicant is here, and that is for Cornelison. Would you just come forward briefly, please? We've received your service packet. Your service is in order with one possible exception, and that is you sent a certified mailing, and the certified mailing shows in the materials you provided the certified mailing sent to Anthony and Janet Sherlock at 46th Avenue A, which is the property address. However, the certified mailing list that you received gave the mailing list address for notice at 40 Avenue A.
Right. So I followed the list and the jail clerk circled the property list and mailing addresses, everything that was signed that you guys gave me. I filled out that to the team and I triple checked.
I've got the mailing list here, and I've gone through all of your certified mailing.
Right inside. She circled that side for the property mailing addresses.
I don't have anything circled on this.
No, I know. I'm saying that she made a note on the right, not the one to the left, the column to the left, but the right side.
Do you have the return receipt, the green card return receipt for that?
I had given her all the hard copies to Michelle. I had emailed every single digital copy to Ms. Tran. I scanned those.
But, okay, just so we're clear, that you're, there are two things. You get the green certified stamp receipt when you send the mail.
Yes.
But attached to that envelope is also a green card return receipt.
Right.
I'm looking for the green card return receipt.
You need all of those.
I need one for that one property.
What's the property again?
The property, yeah, the property is for Sherlock. The property address is 40 Avenue A, but the mailing address is 40. The property address is 46 Avenue A. The mailing address is 40 Avenue A.
Okay.
And if you have that, I can pass.
I have the green copies of them from home. The actual the green receipts.
Okay.
I'm home right now. Grab them. I'm 2 minutes away.
That's great.
Yeah.
Get that. Bring it back, and we'll be good.
All right.
That having been said, the board can proceed with its regular agenda.
Okay. Approval of the February 1st, 2024 minutes. Need a motion of approval.
Make a motion to approve.
A second. Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Beamore?
Yes.
Acting Chair Kopinski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Approval of the attorney's voucher for January 2024. Need a motion?
I make a motion to accept.
I'll second. Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Beamore?
Yes.
Acting Chair Kopinski?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Okay. Resolution for Compliance Review, Ordinance 07-2024, Development Plan Checklist.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, you discussed this at the last meeting. The council sent that proposed ordinance down for comments in advance of its putting on its agenda. This is an ordinance to update the development plan checklist, correcting some clerical errors, as well as requiring some site-specific geotechnical analyses in certain cases and stability calculations within the steep slope zone, and requiring submission analysis of parking and traffic at varying levels depending upon the level of the application. And the board is here to determine whether or not that's consistent with the master plan. There's nothing inconsistent that I can see with respect to it. It's pretty consistent. The master plan looks for you to prepare your development checklist so that you have the information that you need in order to review applications, and that's what this is intended to do. So we're looking simply for determination of consistency. If the board feels consistent, we're looking for a motion to find that it's consistent, a second, and then a vote.
I make a motion to agree that it's consistent.
A second. Mr. Kakamo?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Beamore?
Yes.
Dr. Czerkowski?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution for PB 23-13, Sinclair, 52 East Garfield Avenue, B80, Lot 3.
Mr. Chairman, this is a resolution. The application was passed at the last meeting. We need a motion and second to adopt the resolution of approval.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution of approval.
Second, Jasko.
Mr. Jasko?
Yes.
Ms. Najusi?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzalak?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Biermore?
Yes.
Captain Chokotinsky?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4, PB24-04, Keenan, 164 East Washington Avenue, B28, Lot 9. Need a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll second. Mr. Tosco?
Yes.
Ms. Najusi?
Yes.
Dr. Susala?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Biermore?
Yes.
Captain Chokotinsky?
Yes.
Thank you.
Resolution 4, PB24-03, Murray, 1 Observatory Place, B27, Lot 5. Need a motion to adopt the resolution.
I'll make a motion.
Second, John.
Need to get some coffee here.
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Biermore?
Yes.
Captain Chokotinsky?
Yes.
Thank you.
And new application, PB23-12, Revere, 29 Eastbound Avenue, B98, Lot 8.
Chairman of Review Service in connection with this application. Services in order, we will just have jurisdiction to hear the application. And I'm aware of a number of exhibits that have been received in connection with it. Those exhibits include Exhibit A1, which is a zoning review from your zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated October 5, 2023. Exhibit A2 is an application for variance of Dina Rivera. That's dated September 8, 2023. Exhibit A3 is a survey prepared by Lakeland Surveying. That's dated September 26, 2023. Exhibit A4 are elevation and floor plans of the proposed improvements. Exhibit A5 is a review number 1 from your engineer, CME Associates. That's dated December 4, 2023. Those are the exhibits that I'm aware of in connection with this application. And Mr. Wolf is here representing the applicant.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. My name is Wolf. And welcome to the privilege of representing Dr. Robier in this matter. I was called in only at the last minute, but happened to be of assistance. I think we have a relatively straightforward and simple matter. This would be a proposal basically to rebuild an existing garage. He testified that the garage is dilapidated and it's not just needed repair, but it needs to be rebuilt. It's going to be rebuilt on the footprint of the existing garage, and there will be no increase in the necessity of the variances. Told that under these conditions, opinion was made that variances are required, so I'm here for that reason. It does seem to me that this would certainly see through variance would apply because this will definitely be an improvement, and also, so that would constitute a meeting a hardship requirement, and then to hear from, I don't think there's any question, but that the criteria will be met. So the first and only witness will be Major Revere.
Please raise your right hand and be sworn. You either swear or affirm that any testimony you give in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
And state your name and address.
Dean Robier, 29 Eastbound Avenue, Medic House, New Jersey.
Ms. Robier, how long have you lived at 29 Eastbound?
Since March of 2000.
And when you painfully died here on the property, you have a garage there. Okay, what is it you're supposed to do with respect to that garage?
built one. It's exactly the same, but this one's falling down. It's the only one that's different. It's sort of leaning back, and it's just leaning. I don't want it to fall down.
So when you say exactly the same, you're trying to build it on footprint of the existing garage,
correct?
Have you ever made any improvements to the existing garage? This is the first time. And are you changing the height?
No.
Are you changing the configuration of the roof? What is the existing drainage situation?
I'm not quite sure I understand the question.
Does it rain by liters or does it flood?
No, it doesn't flood. I mean, it's there. There's no water problems.
Okay. I have some pictures. Are you familiar with these?
Yes.
Okay, they will go over them one by one, and then I will hand them to the Mark's guys to get their picture.
Okay.
Literally identify them.
This is a picture of my garage. My son's car.
Yeah, which is the next
picture? So these are just pictures that I took on the inside. If you can see, there's plants growing through the wood. It's a very old garage. We bought the house with it. Came down to Borough Hall, Michelle recommended that I take pictures because you could see what I had inside. This is a picture with the Masons or the Maloney's house next door, showing the distance from their little shed to the back of our garage. Their shed is actually right on the property line, and ours is, I think it's 1.5 feet back, and I think it's supposed to be 5 feet back, so that's why I can continue.
Okay, when was that shed constructed?
Before I moved in.
Okay, it was already there.
It's been there for 4 months.
Okay, what's up?
And this is the shed on the other side of the garage, and it shows how close we are. Their shed is also on the property line, or the garage is also on the property line. There's just this space in between.
Okay.
And here's the plants going in through the boards of the garage.
Do you plan to install any plumbing in the new garage?
No.
Plan to install any heat?
No.
Do you intend to have a dwelling unit there?
No.
Would you be willing to accept a stipulation in the resolution that is such?
Absolutely.
You have a basement?
Yeah.
How many bedrooms do you have?
Six.
Who resides in the house with you now?
The dogs, me and my husband, and we have a cat.
This is a two-car garage?
No, just one.
And do you have a gravel driveway?
Yeah, it's like a Yellowstone.
And how long is it?
I have a picture of that on the survey.
Okay, now looking at the survey, Mr. Scott, what's the whatever the civic number is on the survey?
Series 83.
Okay, this is a survey of the property. Lot line between your property and the adjoining property to the south. See that?
Mm-hmm.
Both of those properties also have garages, is that correct? You know, back up to that lot line, is that correct?
Yes.
And isn't it true that the setback between the garage and the neighbors is less than 2 feet in each case?
Yes.
And your setback is 2.9 feet and 3 feet from that lot larger than theirs. And then your setback to the rear of the frame garage is 3.6, which is also less than that of your neighbor's shed, is that correct?
It's greater than his.
You think that the new garage will be an improvement over what exists? How do you say that?
Because this one's falling down and that one will not fall down.
Safer?
Much safer.
It would be visually superior?
Yes.
And are you asking the board to grant you variances on the basis of a C2 hardship?
Yes.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Mr. Pavlik, you want to run through any questions that you have first?
Yeah, I have a few questions. Mr. Rocha, can you address most of the questions we had here? I heard you say the material changes to the configuration of the shed, the garage, the configuration, directly made the changes to the snow blowers coming off.
Yes, right?
Correct, yeah, it's going to be exactly the same. Are there any existing drainage issues in that area?
Not at all.
You said you had. So the survey provided doesn't have quite as much detail as you typically like. Looks like you're getting close. Well, we can tell on the aerials, you're fairly close to the limit of impervious coverage and maximum floor area ratio. You'd be able to provide a survey that can identify exactly where this gravel driveway ends.
It on the survey, the whole thing where you see it says block 98, and you see where the line is right there, that is the gravel driveway. That whole square rectangle there. And then the rest is the grass that's laying over it.
Okay, so that's 65 by.
Yes, so if you. So this. Rectangle right here, that's my platform.
You're allowed 50% grass, about 25% of the more beaches that we're
okay.
Just want to make sure you don't
have oh, okay.
It is an existing condition.
Correct.
Same thing with the floor area ratio with more in terms of the basement or not.
Yes, there is a bit.
We have you at 32%, 40% of the basement.
So the basement, I mean, it's got like, it's a basement right to the laundry down there. I've got the boiler, the hot water heater. So it's not like a
basement. Would you be able to provide us with the floor area?
That would be good. Walk in it. So it's. My husband's 6'2", so he can walk standing up in it. It's not a crawl space. Maybe it's like 6'5", 6'4", something like that.
Could your husband reach his hand up in the air and touch the ceiling? Okay.
So I'm 5'6". And then the floor, it basically goes under the house. So the basement goes under the roof. That's.
I don't think you would need a variance for it, or still be under that 40%, especially if the ceiling is less than 78 on the count. But that's something you can provide back
Yeah, I mean, if I am literally right there, you can go. Then I can not say.
Well, if somebody else is going, I can go home and run back.
Should any approval be granted?
Yes. Six bedrooms.
Yeah, there's a on the third floor. There's a two-bedroom apartment.
As far as I can tell, the driveway had coming up with 17 feet to the property line in the garage. Discuss this is in the same footprint that we're changing to the town offices. Okay. And for construction, it's there any tree removal?
No tree removal at my house.
The survey we had, I'm not sure if it's science sealed.
Oh, yeah, I paid a lot of money to get you brand new surveys that are all sealed. You should have sealed ones.
Yeah,
it's the one that I have that's signed and sealed.
Yeah, I just, the guy who did our original survey had passed away, so I had to go home. And I got 18 of them.
If we have it already, then. That was all the questions I had.
Great. Any board questions?
I have a couple questions. What's on the back side of the garage?
In that picture, it's a bunch of pine needles.
So there's like no, and there's not like a structure or anything?
No, there's a chain link fence and a bunch of pine needles.
And then during construction, would it impact your neighbors since it is so close? Or can there be measures put in place just to make sure that it doesn't impact their shed? I know they're butted up against you too, so, but it looks pretty close. So, I mean, I would want to just put that into the approval to ensure the protection of the neighbor's property. I'm sure you would.
The person building it, you guys all know, and I'm sure he'll take it.
I do know who he is. That's why I'm saying it.
If he does, it's me.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that that was included in the approval. If so, granted.
Any other board questions?
I have one question. Will this new structure be placed on the foundation of the existing building?
I'd love it to, because it's nice brick in there. It's like very good in shape, so I would love it to be on the same floor.
Any questions from the public? Any on Zoom? Mr. Wolf, any?
Just to only say that the issues raised by the engineer really relate to things other than the garage. We have nothing to do with the garage. That's the same as it was, just better as far as the garage is concerned. So I hope that the board will approve this application.
Mr. Chairman, for clarity of the record, Exhibit A6 is a series of photographs. Exhibits A6, A through F. Those are the photographs that the applicant identified that the board is reviewing.
Any public comment? Any on Zoom? Board discussion? Better for the neighbors than we had. Safer, obviously, so those reasons.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I don't think we ever want to impede anybody improving their property, especially something that's so degraded. It's just making things better.
Judging by the construction that's been there for a long time. So anyone in the neighborhood probably is used to it being this.
Yes. Make a motion to approve. I'll second.
Is that with the conditions?
By the engineer.
Recommendations of Ms. Kramlich.
Yes. Does that include approval for the floor area ratio? If it goes over because of basement. Given that also,
but that was a condition.
Mr. Hawley?
Yes.
Ms. Modasco?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Hetzel Zizola?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Beermore?
Yes.
Ackman Turpin?
Yes.
Thank you.
Motion approved.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And just, I saw some new faces come in the middle of the meeting, just in case if you are here for case PB22-18 Baker 170 Ocean Boulevard, that meeting has been adjourned to next month of May 2nd. Okay, new application, PB24-02 Cornelius Stoll, 64 Bay Avenue. 129 lot 1. So we have,
so I don't have the receipt, but I have the original copy that Michelle had given to me. And you'll notice on the paper where she had circled these in mail, there are 7 properties besides the 8 on the bottom that have different mailing addresses. She told me to use that mailing address to send it out. So even though, as you said before, it said 46 of the properties, it says the mailing address is 40A. So just like I said, there were 7 properties that I popped in the shell. So I'm just following this.
It's okay. Bear with us just a second.
Cornelison, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn. Can you swear from the statements that you just made with respect to the certified tax list and your directions from the municipal clerk as to the mailing address to send to? Is the truth, all truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
And do you also swear that any testimony that you're about to give in connection with this application will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Very good. Mr. Chairman, I'm satisfied that the service in this case is adequate and appropriate, and will place what the applicant has just provided with the circle as to the addresses to mail to as part of the record. The board does have jurisdiction to hear this application, and I'm aware.
Come right on in.
And I'm aware that the board has received the following exhibits in connection with this case. They include Exhibit A1. It's a zoning review from the zoning officer, Michelle Clark. That's dated May 15, 2023. Exhibit A2 is a variance application for John Cornelison and Allison Stoll. That's dated December 28, 2023. Exhibit A3 is a variance plan prepared by Anthony Condoris. That's dated April 11, 2023. Exhibit A4 is a survey prepared by Thomas Craig Finnegan. That's dated March 8, 2023. And Exhibit A5 is review number 1 of CME Associates, your engineers. That's dated February 6, 2024. Those are the exhibits that the board has received thus far in connection with the application. The applicant is here. He's been sworn. Mr. Cornelison. I hope I have the correct pronunciation of your name.
Cornelison.
Yeah. Why don't you tell the board about your case, what you're trying to accomplish, and why you think the board should grant you approval?
So the section of that we're asking to put on is we're expanding our family room. We have a 10 and 7-year-old, and you know, obviously the house is, you know, starting to get full, and we just need a little bit more room for them to play and socialize. And just, I know. So yeah, so it's a picture of family living space for us, Rachel.
You tell the board where this addition is going to be located and how it works with your existing home.
So it's the back, I guess the back left corner on your paper. There's a kind of a small shed area in our backyard, and we wanted to expand out that back room right at the top. I'm not sure if it's like towards the back end. That's that's our camera room, standing. Yes. Can I show you, or do you see? I just want to screen here, so this will need to, this is our living family room here, just wanted to expand this here.
Mr. Pavlik, you want to run through some of your questions?
The size of the addition, all different drawings, come up with different numbers here, you have 280 square feet in one, 16 in another, 6 in the third. How big exactly is this addition? Right, I'm saying your plan is slightly different. So the biggest number we have is 280 feet. I don't think we're talking about 80 square feet. That much floor area ratio. As far as floor area ratio, I don't think the size of the addition is going to be close to being required. They're about 40%. You can't then add about 25%. Going from that 25%. Stormwater, how is the property generally created in this condition? Is that grass?
So it's grass, yes, grass. So our house, we have basically from our house is about a 2 foot pitch from our house line down to Avenue A. So it pitches kind of away, obviously, towards the house, towards Avenue A.
Okay. So any stormwater, any runoff that used to come where the addition is, be going to the grass, where is it going to go after the addition?
So we have to obviously put gutters on it. But we have gutters on the existing part of the house now, and that just goes out into that area to the left, on the grass area, the property line, and our
neighbors. Once it gets there, we want to make sure that you're not pushing more stormwater out.
Oh, his house is a really good thing. His house. If anything, I'm getting water from this house over the pitch. So
that water can add storm and be directed to one. They have to add storm.
Yeah. Obviously. Yeah. We can connect it to the existing gutters and then that's the
bottom. Like I said, we just want to be
sure. Right, sure.
Any landscaping work? Tree removal proposed here? Existing sheds?
Yes.
Correct.
One is 8.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As far as number of bedrooms, where are existing bedrooms? Not here right now.
There would be no bedroom changing. Yeah, changing.
How many are there?
We have 5.
Remember, you're on the road.
Through RSIS, 5-bedroom, single-family home requires 2 parking spaces. How many spaces do you have in your
garage? We have 2 in the garage, and then that garage itself is 4.
Do you have sufficient parking here? Or not? Like you drive up the
side? Correct.
Construction access, where do you think it's
coming in? It's Bay Avenue, where there's 2, we have 2,
Shed generator, that's where you're going. Looks like the variances you'll need are, you know, side yard setback, they can allow 20 feet right now, we have 16. Rear yard setback is about 20. Right now you have 14. That is about that area, you know, maybe 14. There's this amount of 14 outside rear yard setback. That's all my questions.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
What's, can I point to something on?
Yeah.
What's between the addition and this fence?
This fence, it's a strip of grass.
And there's a shed on the other side?
Yes, that's my neighbor's shed.
Okay.
The one.
So it's not like this addition would be like something that they see or like that, something that's like their backyard?
No. So that's the corner of their property.
Right here?
No, that's mine. That's our property. Okay. So
this
here.
Right here.
Sorry. So. This is our property here. This is my neighbor's here, so this is their dwelling. This is all ours right here.
This right here is a fence.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. And this is where the 6.5.
This is the 6. Yeah.
Okay.
Right there.
Yeah.
And that's both.
Oh, so.
With water. So the gutter could probably tie in to
this here, yes.
And then it would spill out to an area where it
So we have a downspout here and a downspout over here too.
So yes. That could actually stay in this little corner.
Yeah.
And then back here there's a lot of room, so wherever this is, it's gonna come out over here.
There's a lot of grass too, so it's like absorb it.
In this addition, it's kind of marrying up to the side of your house and the back of your house.
Yes.
It's not going out further than the side or further.
Oh, yes. It's going flush with the house there.
Okay. I don't know if this is already asked because I'm reading. But the addition, like the roof line on the addition, is it going to be shedding water to your neighbor's property line by that shed? Just because it's getting so skinny. I just want to make sure it's not over-inundated with...
So it'll be tied in with the existing downspout where the 24...
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you.
And you also said that his property is higher than yours, right?
Yes. My neighbor Joe and then Val also, the corner there, their property is higher than mine.
So it'd be fair to say you're like the lowest?
We're the lowest, okay. Yeah. So we got what we know is I got water, I live in Sandy Hill.
Right. So it just benefits you to move it away anyway, because you're the one that's impacted. Rain gardens.
Yes.
Any other board questions?
No.
Any questions from the public? Any on Zoom? Anything else that you'd want to, in a closing statement?
Just my family's been here for 20 years. So I'm a lifelong resident. I've been born and raised since now.
Any public comments? Any on Zoom?
Yeah.
You just have to step up to the center here for the microphone. And you just have to be sworn in.
Yeah, be sworn in. Do you swear for raise your right hand, please? Yeah. You can be swear affirmed that any testimony in connection with this proceeding will be the truth, all truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes.
And please state your name and address.
Is that the name of the job? Thanks for
Go ahead.
Yeah, so I've known John since three kids. He grew up on the Scarfield, Leslie grew up on the Scarfield, great guy. Nice to meet you guys. Do you have something for him in this hand?
Okay, any other public comments? Board discussion?
Getting closer to that one setback to 20.6 or 4.2, but it's a very small piece than the shed that's there. And where the neighbor's property is, it's not right on top of their residence, so we should think about for the one there, also the two out of the variances. Maintaining the footprint of the existing triangle.
There's some funny shaped lines here.
Yeah. I think maybe the only concern I have was just the water runoff to maybe, you know, make sure, I don't know, a condition of approval to just make sure that it's being tied in properly under the recommendations of our engineer, to just have that plan for water runoff as a condition of approval.
Yeah, that's fine. I think my concern was the neighbors, but he clearly walked us through that, and there's no one here to that sees that concern. So I think
it's a one story rather than a two story, yeah. Which has a different impact on
neighbors.
Do we have a motion?
I move to approve this application with the recommended drainage component from the engineer.
I'll second Josh.
Mr. Cosmo?
Yes.
Mr. Holly?
Yes.
Mr. Josko?
Yes.
Ms. Majewski?
Yes.
Mr. Neff?
Yes.
Dr. Zuzula?
Yes.
Ms. Walter?
Yes.
Mr. Biermark?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Good luck.
Just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you.